Welcome to week number 12. I am ready for my trip to Southeast Asia, where they now wear mostly business, Western business attire. Anyway, hey, as if the sport of politicians now is to promulgate stereotypes, and why shouldn't I? Anyway, welcome to week number 12, folks. Can you believe it, folks? This semester is starting to hurtle toward its end, and now is when you are completely overwhelmed, right? Oh, well, my apologies. Are you working on bonds? This week we're going to deal with bond yields and valuations. I know bonds are kind of boring, but this is actually the cool part of bonds, because something's going to look very, very familiar. It's called the discounted cash flow model, and it works for bonds, too. There's a spreadsheet that you can use, plus the tables. You're going to use two tables this time just to make life easier. So if you have any questions, contact me. Remember, the office hours, the textbook in the library, make an appointment. We want you to be awesome. We want you to succeed. We want you to compute the present value of a future stream of income so many times that you're doing it in your sleep. Now, also this week, we want you to take a quick look at hybrid securities. There's a little bit in Chapter 18, but not really. Make sure you concentrate on the presentation. There's going to be three questions on the exam next week, and I'm going to show them to you before you take the exam. Ah, speaking of exam, that's next week. It'll be bonds, chapters 9 and 10. So introduction to bonds, calculations of bonds, three questions about preferred stock, convertible bonds, convertibles, preferred stock. And then next week we're going to deal with asset allocation and diversification, chapter 11, where we tie the entire semester together. Okay, we'll talk about it more next week. But so plan. Next week is our exam. Submit your assignments, even if they're late. This Saturday, the optional Chapter 8 assignment is due. Check it out. It's not that hard to do. Plus, you don't have to worry about it if you know what you're doing, because nobody else knows what you're doing, including myself. Chapter 9, though, is due, and that's pretty straightforward. You can do some research for bonds. Check out our snapshot. We're up almost 6%, folks. This year, it's not going to last. We're due. I don't know when it's going to happen. It might not happen until next year sometime, or 2 years, or who knows. The markets can show incredible inconsistency and irrationality, and then all of a sudden we're going to get hammered. I know it. Anyway, thank you again for this unbelievable opportunity to teach you the material that I love, that has done well for my family, for my clients, me, my wife, and I hope it does for you too. Don't give up. Never give up. Quick, you got work to do. It's nearing the end of the semester. See ya.